Welcome back to the basement.
Welcome back to the basement yard. How's everyone doing? Especially you, Frankie. Please stop doing that with your shoulders.
I got fat titties in this shirt. Holy shit.
You got fat titties?
Yeah, in this shirt, it just looks like my tits are fatter. Look at this. This one right here.
I can see exactly where your nipple is.
I'm gonna loosen it up to look cooler.
Just do this the whole time.
Just crab sit on this.
Crab sit?
Yeah, it's not a thing.
That's not an expression.
It's not, but isn't this how like... I'm out. Oh, I'm back.
What the fuck was that?
We're all fucked up.
I think I think you're pulling this or that.
That was it.
Frankie's fucking up, guys.
What do you want me to do? I'm trying to get fired. Should I collect unemployment?
I just want you to take it easy. Also, I got to say, your hair right now is pretty nice.
Not bad.
There was a lot of comments about your hair.
Well, because this is the first weekly episode that they're seeing me with this hair.
That's a fact.
Because the one that they did see was the Peche.
The Patreon, dude, that was a fucking seamless transition to promote the Patreon. If you want an extra episode every single week that get a little fucking crazy,
they're
honestly
a little raunchy.
We talked about, we did a fetish bracket. Yeah. So we were talking about like peeing on people, pooping on people.
Pee pee poo poo.
Peeping on people, pooping on people, and like all types of stuff. You know, mm-hmm. Pissing on people, bleeding on people. All kinds of things. on patreon.com/thebasementyard.
Have you like thought more about any of those since we last talked about them?
In what term?
I thought about the degrading one.
You want to degrade?
I might have to, yeah.
You might have to degrade.
I might have to degrade.
Degrade?
Yeah, I just might have to just like scream at Becca in her face, you know? Just like, you're fucking worthless.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
No, it's not.
Well, actually, that might be it.
It might work.
No,
I don't know.
No, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work on her.
No, but it is a thing when people, they want to feel like, you know, they are worthless.
Speaking of feeling worthless, apparently OBJ likes to get pooped on.
Oh, dude. Big poop guy.
Dude.
We forgot to talk about this. We wanted to talk about it last week. So,
full transparency, this is what kind of brought on the fetish bracket.
Yeah, because we started talking about people pooping on people, and then it came up.
I don't know. Is that going to be just the episode? People to poop into people on people?
If I'm being honest, sometimes when I poop, it does come
out
like
that. That's what it feels like.
Sometimes. You know when sometimes you poop and it's like, did I eat rocks?
I was going to say, do you still get the deer shits?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't gotten those in a long time.
I kind of like them.
I wish I still had them. My body
just...
It's like...
Yeah, and it's like, it's kind of dope. It's kind of like that scene in Tarzan where all the gorillas are playing with the fucking pans.
Oh, and they make music?
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
Yeah, bum-ba-dum, bing-bong, or whatever the fuck.
What do they fucking make different sounds when they hit the water? So it was like boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. Yes, different movie.
A little bit,
isn't that? That's Little Mermaid.
That's Little Mermaid.
But I get where you're going with that. But yeah, it reminds me of that. But I kind of like that. Honestly, it gives you the same effect of like anal beads. So those are probably not terrible.
Oh, you know what? Maybe not.
That's what I'm saying.
But I feel like it's a different maybe because I was gonna say it's relief when you pull the beads out. I go like this, like you're starting a fucking lawnmower.
You definitely can't pull anal beads out like that.
Yes, you can.
No. It's not recommended.
It's not recommended, but tell me not to. We see people using other people's sock puppets. It's all about the mentality, baby.
I know, but if I'm just saying, if you're going to experiment with the beads out there, all my beads out, all my beaters.
Or my beaters out there.
Oh, very close to being offensive. It's okay.
I bring you to the water and I hope you just jump in, you know?
It's okay. We got a resident Spanish person here just in case like that changes. But... Yeah, so all the beaters out there.
Beaders.
All the ones who bead. You want to take them out slow. I think it's... You want to feel your butt talk.
If and when I ever come across someone with beads, I'm letting you know right now, I'm going full fucking aggravated dad on a lawn, and I'm just fucking... I'm yanking those sons of bitches out.
Like you're trying to snatch a chain?
Absolutely. No, like I'm starting a fucking lawnmower.
I know, but you ever see someone get their chain snatched? I feel like that's what you would do from beads from their butt.
I'm putting like my hand on the ash, and I'm grabbing this thing, because they have handles on them, right?
No, they're just beads.
They're not... There's no handle?
Handle?
There's got to be a handle.
What do you mean
sort,
a handle?
Right? Like a handle?
No.
Yeah.
No, you pull it
like
a rope.
I'm thinking of like a fucking Beyblade. I'm gonna let it rip on this shit.
No,
you know what I mean?
It's just a string that has beads on it.
Okay. See, this is not very ergonomical.
We'll get some beads.
We're gonna have to start our own fucking anal play line.
Yeah.
And the first thing we're making is
beads.
Anal beads. Yeah. And we're putting, for the people that do want to fucking rev it like an engine, you know what I mean? We just put. Nothing crazy, like just like one of those that looks like, you know, like it's like two finger loops. so they can just
But that's not, listen, when you get anal beads, right? Not that I know, because I've actually never held any in my hand, but I do have a little tripod that looks like
anal I've beads. Used that as anal beads. I've not used it as anal beads, but like I have imagined that they're being used as anal beads by you.
Oh yeah, it's all a metaphor.
It's all
never happened.
Never happened.
Okay. No, but listen. It's just beads, and you shove them all in. You get them in there nice and packed and tight, and then you take one bulb, and you put it out, right? It's just hanging.
Oh.
And then you pull it slowly, and then you make the butt go like that. And that's the sensation that people like, is that your butt's like...
Oh, so you like...
Bump,
oh.
Bump,
oh.
Bump.
Oh.
So gross.
It's like fucking Lord Jabu Jabu from Zelda Ocarina of Time. It's
hey,
like,
man, I get that reference.
You should. You played the game, you idiot. Only certain people out there get that reference. And for you, I thank you.
Did he have a...
He had like butthole doors. And you would like go over to a butthole door and like it would open.
Wait, his ass?
It wasn't his ass. It was in his body. But...
His back door.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... So that's what they like. It's just like the,
it's your butt just kind of like working out.
Ooh,
you know, just like,
blah. Oh, whoa.
It's like giving birth to a bead every time. You know, some people, there's a thing called an ovipositor, but it's like, instead of shoving it in your, how you doing back door, how's it going, Chocolate Town?
Yeah,
it's called an ovipositor.
There, of course,
and it's like in the shape of an alien's cock or something, right?
So
now we don't know. I was gonna say,
let's talk about that.
No. It's like, you know,
do you remember when we went to the Museum of Sex and they had the Avatar dick?
See,
so it's basically just a big triangle.
A dip. Actually, what you just said is what I'm talking about. So like that thing, right?
Yeah.
It was just a big blue. It looked like a tree stump.
Okay.
Like dick.
Okay.
Right, but then you put these like things covered in like this gel. Right, like
this doesn't sound very appealing.
No, it gets. Wait for it. So you and then you jam them in this dick thing.
Oh
right?
No!
Yeah. So you jam it
in mine.
Your, no, not your dick.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
No, the fake dick. You're a woman.
Oh.
You just okay. Follow me. Here.
Okay. All right. I didn't know. Okay.
You take this egg covered in fucking just whatever it is, like gel, and you shove it in this blue dick, right? And then you put the blue dick in your shit, and then. You squeeze from the top and you let it give you, like, you, and then you put the eggs in your shit. You understand? And then women, well, the ones who are into this, they like to have the
or men, Joey.
Or men, you know, you could backdoor it. But, you know, you get the eggs in there and then you, like, kind of give birth to a fake alien and you, like, let go of eggs.
So let's start from the beginning on that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, not my... No.
No.
Not my cup of tea, not my cup of coffee, not my glass of milk.
Yeah, let's make sure that we talk to people that do that and let them know that they can very cleanly go fuck themselves.
Well, I mean, that's what they're doing.
Fuck. They got us. They got us again, the freaks.
But I will say this. If you find... I am interested in the psychology behind having a insane amount of dildos to choose from and going... I'd like the alien cock with the eggs.
I mean, listen, as a heterosexual male that is not into pegging, I've never played with a dildo.
Well, forget about it.
That's not true. I've played with a dildo.
Oh, we've all played with
dildos. But, like, not sexually. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to, like, throw it against walls.
I made, like, fucking, like, trick shot compilations in college.
remember
that shit?
Yeah.
I got Dylan, our friend Dylan. I got him a dildo for Christmas one year.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
It was black.
It was. I mean... Has to be.
You have to go.
But I think that I'm interested in like the psychology behind wanting there to be eggs in you, that you give birth to eggs. like a you know, like a pterodactyl.
I mean, Becca says that shit all the time. She's like, the fact that
she wants eggs?
No. Well, I'm saying like she's like the fact it's gotta be like a mental thing that like women experience giving birth and we don't, and it's like they like don't care about the pain because it's like the reward. And I was like,
I'd care about the pain so much.
I would so much care about that. We were in the car and Miles was like, baby, you know, mama, like, are you gonna give birth to the baby? And she's like, yeah.
What did he think was gonna happen?
And he goes, take it easy. And he goes, oh, she's gonna come out of your butt. And Becca and Becca, not even skipping a beat, goes, no, my pee-pee. And he goes, dude, without even skipping a beat, he goes, what? And it's like, he just knew, like, Becca says all the time, like, oh, the beauty, like, you'll never be able to feel the beauty of the baby in you. And it's like, I'm all set with that. Like, I love it when it's out.
Fucking story is hilarious.
Yeah, we were in the car.
Out of your butt? No, my pee-pee.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's so funny because we try to speak to him and, like, teach him, like, adult topics, but we need to use, like, little kid terms.
Right.
So, like, there was one day where we were, you know, Becca was trying to tell him, like, listen, like, if anyone touches your, like, you know, like, if anyone touches you inappropriately, say no. And it's just funny because you're teaching them this, like, mature thing, but in a very immature way. So it's like, if anyone puts their hands on your pee-pee, you tell them no. Please get away from my pee-pee. And it's just, it's such a funny, you know what I mean? Like, it's good that we're teaching
I like
stuff,
to imagine, like, him having just, like, a five-year-old's voice and, like, oh, is it coming out of your butt? And
that's exactly.
And she goes, no, my pee-pee. And then he just completely changes to, wait, what?
He just gets 38-year-old man.
He's just like, what the fuck are you talking about, Mom?
Dude, that's basically what it sounded like. We're in the car and I'm driving.
Wait, what did she say to that?
And I started dying laughing.
I would have crashed it.
I started dying laughing.
Yeah.
Because he didn't, yo, this kid didn't miss a beat. And she was, he was like, oh, so you're going to give birth to the baby out of your butt? She goes, no, my pee-pee. He goes, what? I was like, yeah, kid. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of all that,
mm-hmm.
Do you know that a man gave birth recently?
No, it's not real.
No?
It can't be.
Well, no, I think it is.
If it's a man.
No, he took a back to science, which is not a strong subject on this fucking show, but I believe he took a uterus.
Why did you say it like that? Just say uterus.
And then he shoved it up his...
ass.
Ass. And then he pooped a baby. It was a gay couple.
A couple, first of all.
Sorry.
Second of all, why?
I think this man just wanted to be a part, like, wanted to feel like he was giving birth. Well, technically, he was giving birth to this baby.
So no, he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think so.
Look, to each their own. You weren't given birth. You shit out your child. Like, you then need to say that. Like, once that baby gets old enough to realize that how babies are born, they're going to be like, wait a sec, Dad? What do you mean I came out of you? Where did I come from? And they're going to realize, like, yeah, you know how much of an insult it would be if I was a bully, okay? I'm talking, like, grade school bully.
This is just so much ammo.
Dude, I'm going to be like, dude, your parents shit you out of their asshole. You know what I mean? Like, that is just, you're just asking for this kid to get beat with a lead pipe. What are you doing?
Wait, I'm trying to read up on it.
I'll read up more.
What the hell was that?
It was my throat.
I don't think this is the right story.
Yeah, no, it's like, was the baby also covered? Oh, they were in the uterus? Were they in the amniotic sac?
I believe so.
Dude. And, like, your butthole is not, like, meant to do that.
Yeah, right? This is not the right one. This is just a transgender man giving birth. This is different.
Do you ever hear about how hyenas give birth? No? Hyenas give birth through basically a penis, and they have to, like, get the baby out. They have to, like, tear their penis apart.
Do they get it back?
No, they sometimes die, like, frequently.
They give birth...
It's like a long, fleshy, like, canal. Look this shit up. It's like a long, fleshy canal. In order to get the baby out, they have to literally, like, bite open their own fucking little pee-pee.
They have to bite their own dick?
It's not the guy that's doing it. It's the woman. But they're, like, the canal is, it looks more like a penis.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, this thing looks very...
Let me see. What do you got there?
I mean, it looks like a dog's penis.
Let me see it. Oh, Red Rocket, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, I don't like dogs' penises.
I mean, who does?
Not that I would, but, you know. Man gives birth, anus? I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta go all the
way. Here we go. Man gives birth through the rectum anal. That's what it says.
Oh, God, hold on. You typed it in wrong?
I typed in man gives birth anus.
Right? Yeah.
Keywords.
Yeah.
Hitting the keywords.
Of course.
And one of the first things in NBC is it NBC News article. And it says, holy crap. Chinese dude lived 55 years without an anus.
Wow. A colostomy bag. I guess that would make sense.
How about NBC News? Holy crapping.
Yeah. NBC News, man. They're down the drain.
Chinese
it's fake.
Man,
China.
China. Anus. A Chinese man spent 55 years with the opening to his rectum in the wrong place.
Where did it go?
That's it. Well, we're going to find out. He had a relatively common birth defect known as... Okay, not even going to attempt to read that.
No, now you have to.
Imperforate anus.
Can't read that?
Okay, I got scared. A condition in which one out of every 5,000 infants is born with misplaced, blocked, or missing rectal opening. All right, where was this guy's fucking...
Where is it if it's not there? Like, is it just rewired to come out of, like, your elbow or something?
I don't know, man. I really don't
know.
Dude,
you know how awesome it would be if you can just shit out of your elbow? Oh. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
then
not
you have
having
to dip your elbows into toilets.
No, what? Are you dipping your ass? Oh, I guess you're like sitting on a toilet. No, I'm saying just like do it in the garbage. Just fucking pinch one
you
off.
You can't just shit in a garbage can and just
Why not?
Leave it.
I mean,
because
you take the garbage out.
Immediately, every time. It's annoying.
Why would you do a little plastic bag? Make little baggies for yourself.
Or just poop out of your butt.
No, that's...
So this story actually might be fake because I can't find articles on it. Oh, and this YouTube video is called Man Gives Birth Through the Rectum Anal Reaction. Anal Reaction?
Anal reaction?
Yeah, is this reaction
like,
of an ass?
Yeah. Are they
like, an ass going, hey.
Just like puckering at the sight of it?
Yeah, no, we're not going to find it. It might be fake.
It's actually. All right, but either way, we at least deduce that if someone does do
so
it.
I got so scared because when I first typed that in, a story about a transgender man giving birth was the first thing that popped up. I was like, oh, I fucked this story up.
What's that on your wrist?
It's a hoop. It's a whoop. No, it's called whoop.
Okay. Why couldn't you just do that?
It's like a Fitbit. It's you wear it 24/7 and it monitors your heart rate and it tells you like your recovery and like whatever. Thomas like sold me on it, so I'm just...
Oh, so it's basically just a Fitbit.
No, it's different in that. It's super interesting. Like it gives you like your respiration rate and...
Wait, are they a friend of the show?
They're not.
I don't want to fucking talk about them.
Good. But no, one thing I wanted to say is that it was like it's super crazy because apparently they bought one for like every I'm looking
what
past
the fuck
you.
Are you looking at over there?
I was saw a reflection or something, but they bought one for like every player in the NFL because apparently like they have this thing called respiration rate, and I don't know if it was like if it's high or low, but one of them directly correlated to people who had COVID. So people who had no symptoms but their rate was like super low. It's like, oh, something's wrong. And also like it gives you a score every day, basically like it's called like an HRV, your heart rate variability, to basically say like how efficient your heart is that day or something. So if you drink the night before, you have a trash score, like whatever. But if you're like good, you're rested and like you exercise, but your HRV is like a shit score, you know, like something's wrong. Like people have been like got ahead of certain things because they, you know,
I might have to check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's, you know, I barely notice it's there.
If you ever pay me a living wage, maybe I'll be able to buy one in 3 years.
Living wage.
You know what I mean? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So anyway, a guy pooped his baby.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say tyrant because I was thinking of you. OBJ getting pooped on.
Big poop. Yeah. So
why?
So I don't know if it's true, but apparently the woman, you know, who came out and said, yeah, he flew me out. So it was a very interesting story. So apparently he flew her out, but before that, right? Back it up. He texted her and was like, listen, I need some videos of you shitting.
Ugh.
Right? So she was like, you know, I was trying to be sexy with it. So she was taking a shit and just like, you know, probably like rubbing a nipple or something like that while mid poop.
Dude, that is the least sexy part of every human's life.
But also kudos to just do that.
I mean, you know, if OBJ hit me up and asked me to, you know, take a video of me rubbing my nipple and pooping too, like, he's getting it.
I'd be pretty confident that I could erase someone's fetish with the way that I've shit.
Oh, listen to me.
No, I, yeah.
You know me and my body.
I'm over here taking a shit like a deer.
Yeah. You can go out in the wild and you can see a bunch of your shit. You know what I mean? Like, mine should be in the Smithsonian. It's not pretty.
Yeah, no. I feel like you shit, but it's shit from, like, your past life.
Oh, I...
Catching up.
It's exactly what it is. Like, if people are reincarnated, like, I've inherited... My person had that asshole that was missing. You know what I mean? That 55-year-old guy with no asshole, that was me in a past life.
Now you're paying the price.
Now I'm paying the price. Jesus Christ. But No, dude, there are certain, and we said this before, there are certain fetishes, like, I can be like, all right, I can see that. Poopy is...
Poopy's a lot.
Dude, man. You know how, like, you need to avoid the elements. Like, all of your senses need to be off in order to enjoy that.
Yeah, poopy is so much.
Don't get me wrong. I've played with kinetic sand. You know what I mean? I played with Play-Doh. Touching stuff, very nice. I don't think that I would be able to only rely on my sense of, you know, my tactile sense.
Well, it's not really like a, you know, I just want to play with it. You know?
So what happens when it's on your chest? Where does it go, Joey?
Oh, everywhere, I think.
Well, no, this person's not spray shitting on you.
Well, you never know. It depends. You know, I don't know her diet. I mean,
you would hope so. You would hope so. You know what I found out?
Do people who smoke cigarettes have worse dumps?
They have to.
Yeah.
It comes out like steamy. Like more steamy than normal. You know what I mean?
I just feel like it like smells like an old man.
It's like an elementary school Halloween dance. It's just it's just fog.
Or like an abandoned house. You know how they have like that weird... Yeah.
I found out recently that men that enjoy... pleasure of another man.
Gay dudes.
Maybe. They could be bisexual or whatever.
Oh my God.
But they have a pill that they take that literally is meant to like let them get fucked.
It loosens your... Yeah.
No, not just loosens them, but it like cleans you out. And it's literally on the bottle. It says like for play.
Oh, like it makes you like just fucking blast off.
It literally like shitting. Just fucking like on the way down just like grabs the walls and just takes everything with it.
That's fire.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
That's, dude, I mean, if I was getting my BH destroyed,
mm-hmm.
this is an amazing invention.
Yeah, I hate the fact that I have to use the bathroom to begin with. I don't want to make it like something that like happens.
Dude, but think about this. If you are a gay man who wants to get your bottom, right?
Yeah.
You don't really have a choice here. You got to clean it up. Otherwise, we're going to have a sitch.
I get that. You know, you know, you might push the magic button and then, you know, out pops the weasel. You know,
red
what I mean.
Alert.
I would like, I would, that's why I'd be a top, you know, on top of. Just the fact that I'm this good looking, like I would not be a bottom because of that.
There's some hot bottoms out there. Man.
Are there? I'd like to meet
one. I don't really know. Honestly.
I'd like to meet one. I don't think I've met a hot bottom.
You know, you only know ugly bottoms?
I don't know any bottoms. I think everyone I know is a...
That's where you're wrong.
I guess I'm wrong. Are you a bottom?
I don't even indulge in such things.
Oh, would you want to?
I've been told that I look like a switch, which is... I've always wanted to be a switch hitter in baseball.
You were. You always have been, yeah.
So I was like, this is awesome.
Would between me and you, who's top, who's bottom?
I don't know. It depends.
You got to be the bottom.
Why do I have to be?
You would trust my ass to not just fucking ruin your world?
If you were a gay man, you'd care more about your ass.
You got me there. You did. You got me there.
You'd probably buy like a bidet and like...
I've had a bidet. And it's awesome. And the fact that you don't have one is astonishing.
You should go out and use the hydrant then.
Oh, no, I need more than a bidet. Have you, dude, you can get a bidet like seat cover and put it on your toilet.
No, I know.
And it's awesome.
I know a company that makes them, but they're not, you know, on the show.
No, fuck them.
But they do sponsor podcasts. So if you're out there and you're watching this shit.
What's their name?
How you doing?
Don't tell us.
I'm not saying it.
Don't.
The fuck are we doing?
Dude. Buy one.
I would love to slam a bidet.
It's awesome after like 6 seconds. Those first, because it hooks up to your water.
It's got
to
be cold.
Very cold.
Dude, my butt.
It's, but no, you're, but it's like, it's, I don't know how to explain it, but like it hits your butt and it's like, go!
Well, yeah, you're spraying my butt.
No, but like, not just spraying your butt, like the hot water will be nice. The cold water on your hiney haw, it's gonna fuck you up.
I know. I feel like I'd be so like, like,
after a while, you might just want to sit there and just leave it on.
Hell yeah.
You know?
When I'm bored.
And it cleans you, which is really nice. That is for me, the most important thing.
Oh, of course.
Because...
But what if it gets in?
It's water.
It comes out.
It comes out.
Okay.
You know? You don't know about anything going... That's how I know you've not done enough butt play.
Dude.
I haven't either.
I mean, it's a...
I had to do...
It's locked.
I had to do a cream... And a medicine in my hiney. That sucked.
In?
That sucked.
You had to go inside.
I never told you about this?
No, you were creaming the inside of your ass?
I would say with
you
the
got
help,
creamed?
I got creamed, dude. No, well, like, when I had that bad infection, The first doctor,
got a cream,
dumb bitch, he said to me, like, oh, it might be hemorrhoids. And apparently there's hemorrhoid cream, like Preparation H.
Yeah.
You literally shove the tip in your ass and just squeeze it. Yes.
Be honest. Is that cool?
No.
Damn.
It's not. But then I was on a medicine that was an enema.
Damn, dude, you were getting fucking blasted that year.
I was getting straight up fucking...
Was that 2017? What a hell of a ride.
Dude, it was awful. But I felt better. So, like, it did the medicinal stuff right.
Did it ever get cool?
No.
No?
It was the most embarrassing shit.
Why? Did you have to do it outside?
No, but, like, to know that every night you got to go to sleep and put medicine in your asshole?
Yeah, that's true.
That's not fun. And the fact I'm talking about it, astonishing.
Comedy.
I kind of started this and I can't fucking back up now.
All right, so tell us about more about.
Well, it's just like
you got creamed.
I had to cream myself.
Right. Did you have to?
So
did you ever have to raw finger?
No. So
it was more.
It came in a bottle like this, and it had a fucking long ass white tip,
ooh,
like skinny white tip.
Wow.
Like. Literally, like, I'm trying to think of what it would look like in here, but...
I don't even want to know.
Basically, like, your pinky.
Wow, that long.
A little longer, maybe.
Damn, why do they have to put it so deep?
Because it was like four, like, digestional issues.
Oh, the inside.
And I would have to sit there, and, like, the things on, like, the directions on the box said, like, you need to lay a certain way.
Oh, my God.
So
what,
I would...
What way did so you lay?
Two legs.
Did you lay face down a shoe?
Fuck yeah,
I did. And then what? You went through the legs?
I went around the back, dog.
Ah, yeah.
And I was like fucking like in my own pillow, and like you do it that way or the other way, which is what I use most frequently.
Legs up.
No, what? Oh,
like I'm just saying, like sitting back.
No,
like,
no. It was like it was all about like the way that like your insides like track. So, like, the other way was, like, you would lay on your left side and you would, like, bring your left leg to, like, your knee to your chest.
Oh, that's a pretty good stretch.
That's a good stretch. You know what I mean? And it sucked. Bad.
Which one did you use? You did both, though?
I would mostly do the left side. But I 100%, of course, I did the one on
face
top.
Down, ass up.
Yeah. And it was, and then the instruction said, like, you need to hold on to it for, like, 15 minutes.
Hold on to what?
The medicine.
So you would be face down, ass up for 15 minutes?
No. I didn't have to remain in that position. I'd have to just hold on to it.
You'd have to clench your butt for that long?
For 15 minutes.
Dude, I literally can't do that.
I'm letting you know, it wasn't fun.
That sounds exhausting.
I'll say this. The medicine worked. I felt great.
Oh, I hope so.
After the embarrassment?
Hold on. Answer me this.
Uh-huh.
Did anyone ever have to help you?
No. I would never. I would, listen to me right now, I would have put a gun to my fucking temple before I ever let somebody help me.
Dude, you're lucky that you have flexible shoulders and arms, because if you couldn't get that arm back,
oh,
there,
yeah,
someone's gonna have to spray you.
Yeah, I worried about that. And
someone,
like,
else would have creamed you.
And like I had to, like, there were times where I would have to like set down like towels and shit. It was an embarrassing, you know, time.
You know,
of my
I'm going to title this episode "Frankie Creamed Himself." Right?
That's okay. That's all right.
Is that good for YouTube monetization?
I don't know about that.
Creamed?
I mean, I think there's a lot of like, probably like, you know, kids cooking shows,
yeah,
that are,
they,
you know,
they cream.
You know, juicy creams the Play-Doh or something, right?
I don't know what you just said.
You know exactly what I said.
No, but
I've been watching a lot of kids YouTube. Miles loves that shit. You ever heard of these Collins Key kids?
Collins Key.
Yeah, they're two white guys that just love being white and love just wasting food. So being white.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, I can't explain it. Like, you need to watch it. They'll be like, all right, I'm going to be over here and I'm going to put this, you know, fucking sauce on this. They don't curse. They don't curse. I'm going to put this sauce on this pizza. 3, 2, 1. Ah! Like, and it's exhausting to
watch. They scream?
They scream.
And they make pizza?
And they make a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
More than, oh, just
kids YouTube is, oh, here we go.
I was going to say, if you're making 80 million this year, he'll be, I think they're at like 70 or 80.
Got it.
Yeah.
I feel like kids YouTube like make so much money. There's that one kid, he's like fucking six and he makes millions of dollars.
Ryan.
He like
Ryan's toy stuff. Yeah. Oh, Miles loves to watch that. First of all, this kid never going to grow up and be normal. Okay, let's make that very clear. He's going to grow up, have a very weird complex. Second of all, he's got like his own line of toys in like Target and Walmart.
Crazy.
And they're like sold out.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
He's dude,
fucking sick.
Kids love this little idiot. And I'm sitting there, and it's like, wait, we could have done this. Well, you did, I guess. You got that multi-million dollar. Sorry, billion. Excuse me. No, joking.
Billion. Excuse me. Who? Can you imagine I had $1 billion?
Dude, did I ever tell you
what? I would do the dumbest shit.
Okay. You get $1 billion right now.
Yep.
Very first thing you do.
God, I have no idea. It's putting me on the spot.
I said, Becca, I was asked this question. Becca asked me. And she, and
oh, wait, I think I know your answer.
So she, I said to her, I was like, well, what would you do? And she goes, I'd pay off all my family's debts. And I would like give them all like their dream home and stuff. And I'm like, oh, she's like, what would you do? I was like, I'm going to a bar.
Like, I remember that. You're like, I'm just going to go to a bar. And
I wouldn't
hammered.
Be able to comprehend that. So I would get fucking annihilated.
Yeah. And just deal with it tomorrow.
And then just deal with it tomorrow.
Just buy everyone in there whatever they wanted.
Dude, everything. And like,
that's on my bucket list, to buy like the bar around, to be that guy. Oh, next one's on me, Tommy.
There was one night where we went out and you bought like 3 shots of Louis XIII. I wasn't there, but I heard about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I bought one and it was $315.
Wow, that's dumb. Mm. Very dumb.
So we actually got our money's worth because like we didn't. Let's be honest. We were like bar hopping and then we went to this place and they had like shelves and then like as the shelves got higher,
they were more expensive.
There was less bottles on them. But like I don't know anything about liquor, so I didn't know.
Top shelf, Joey. Come on. Why do you think they call it top shelf liquor?
Yeah, but a lot of places don't like do that for the most part. So but like this one was like a legitimate like lounge, whatever. It sucked. I hated the place. But anyway, so there was like I knew because I saw like Macallan 18 and I was like, okay, I know what that is, and that's like high up. And then there was one bottle by itself on the top. And I was like, what is that? And then Pete was like, oh, that's Louis XIII. It's like super expensive. This like cognac, I think it is. And I asked the guy, I'm like, how much is that? He's like, if you want a 1 ounce pour, it's $75. And a shot is $300.
That doesn't make it any sense because a shot is 1.5 ounces.
Or whatever it was. I don't know what it was. Is it?
Yeah. A shot.
Well, they
is
may
1.5.
Have given you like a double or something. I don't know. It was like they were selling
they
it in
They might have given
ounces.
You like 2 fingers neat or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. But like they poured a shot glass. I was like, let me just get a shot of it. And it was like $300. And then the guy actually hooked us up because he's like, no one ever fucking buys this shit. So he gave us the shot and then he poured like three, not full shots, but like half shots of it. So we all like had it. And by the way, it was not worth it.
I feel like at that point you're paying for
I don't
like,
know what I'm drinking. It could have been Hennessy.
I don't know. Like, I feel like at that point you're literally just paying to say that you got it.
And that's exactly why I did that. And that's, I was like, I'm never going to do this again.
Yeah. See, like, all honesty, I would much rather have, like, you have out there, like, a stock bar with, like, good bottles and stuff. But, yeah, all those people that, you know, buy, like, wild, you know, fucking bottles and shit like that, never for me. I always hated the concept of going to a club and getting bottle service. It is the stupidest.
When that's robbery, yeah.
That is the dumbest fucking shit. Because dude, you'll go and they'll be like, all right, dude, what's up? Welcome. And first of all, it's some fucking, you know, absolute hardo who was giving out plastic cards 10 minutes ago at the door. Yeah. And he comes in, he's like, what's going on, man? My name is Steven. I just want to let you know, bottle service, girls, cups, 3 chasers included for a bottle of Smirnoff. It's $650. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's
what,
robbery.
What world?
Dude, I remember because my brother's birthday, my brother like loves tequila, and when his birthday passed, oh no, it was when, no, it was his
not
birthday.
Keith.
No, Thomas.
Okay, I was going to say, because,
well,
I don't think I've ever seen Keith drink tequila, but go
yeah,
on.
I don't think so, but Thomas likes tequila, so I, for his birthday, I got him a bottle of 1942, ooh, which was like,
Don Julio 1942, it's a good bottle.
It was like $200.
Yeah, that's
like
not
that.
Bad.
So I had sent it to his house, and I was like, okay, whatever, and then I remember when I was in Miami for a bachelor party, I have the book and like I'm ordering drinks for everyone. Like I'm ordering like bottles because someone was just like, just order whatever. Someone, I think it was Dominic, comes up to us